Tete itaolande ipiko Zimbabwe muhle muriye Zimbabwe lingali chona njani mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe omuhle kwazwa muriye Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, welcome. You are tuned in to Live Talk The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7, our Voice of America muriye Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, September 7, 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe mthokazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, from wherever you are in the world, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Muriye Zimbabwe, nasi mchirongwa chelucheve chibiki, namchanje kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to youth about the change in lockdown restrictions in Zimbabwe. Today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, just a couple of hours ago, announced that Zimbabwe is going to be shifting from level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. It is now on a level 2. We also focus on the opening of schools in Zimbabwe, of course. This is for non-examination classes. This is something that happened yesterday. If you're looking to join us, Muriye Zimbabwe, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us live on air. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our Facebook pages, as we speak, we're live on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and of course, VOA Ndebele. So, linga kothi zulukanjaba ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, to press the like button, ukubona ukuthi ngempela zulukanjaba sisonke like so, tilithose pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, njalo libukele uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo ngobunengi benu. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muriye Zimbabwe, let's delve into it. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 125,671 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 117,036 recoveries, and 4,493 deaths. To date, 2,729,955 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. When we're talking about the amount of people that are fully vaccinated, that means both the first and the second jab, Zimbabwe currently has 1,728,729 people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, as mentioned earlier on, just a couple of hours ago, Muriye Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa informed the nation that Zimbabwe is going to be changing lockdown status from a level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown down to level 2. To hear more, let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Zim Papers TV Network, of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's address. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page.
The relaxation includes, but is not limited to, the following measures. 1. A curfew beginning at 22 hours and ending at 05:30 hours. 2. Ordinary business enterprises to operate between 08 hours and 19 hours. 3. Restaurants and bars within hotels and lodges to open between 08 hours and 22 hours. 4. Bottle stores may sell liquor to customers for consumption off the premises between 10 hours and 16 hours. 5. Beer halls and nightclubs to remain closed during the lockdown period. 6. Public gatherings to be limited to not more than 100 people, with observance of public health.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa addressing the nation earlier on. The clip that you watched there was courtesy of Zim Papers TV Network on their program, Diplomatic Passport. Visit their Facebook page to watch the full address and, of course, to watch the program. Muriel Zimbabwe, sikuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, Chirongwa D Connection earlier on. Mangamtshinzwaka kupha kunomthungamiri wenyika, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, wachiudzawo kamuriel Zimbabwe kuti aiwa Zimbabwe yabvaka pa level 4 yechirongwa cheCOVID-19 lockdown yave pa level 2, uhlelo lwe COVID-19 lockdown. To hear more about this, we're joined by the founder of Community Podium, Umnumzana Unkosi Khona Dibiti, a friend of the show. We've had him here a couple of times. He's joining us live via telephone from Matobo. Dibiti, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome to the program, bro.
Hey, thanks, bro. How are you?
I'm good. How are things going in Matobo?
I'm not doing what I used to do. So far, so good.
So, Nantu Tabalukuna. Yes. Nantu Tabalukuna, Gushelo DVD. Of course. The most recent announcement by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, of course, this is also coming during a time where just last week they announced that they would be loosening a lot of restrictions that we're going to delve into a little further. But how are people are taking in this news that President Mnangagwa announced early on today?
Well, you find that like Napa Emma Pisa in corner, there's a lot of mining activity, both legal and illegal. So we find that we do the Matisa like area in LA, there's a lot of traffic and a lot of activity. You find people are always busy around where they are. It's just from the cities where you have to move from one point to the other or intercity travel. So most of their livelihood is around there. But big change that happens is the schools opening. The schools open like indoors for everyone, and you know, like music at Kanalapa, Nasisa, Kwele Center. So there was a lot of high of activity, parents dropping the girls to the school, and things like that. So it lighted up everything, and of course there was a lot of intercity travel where to take learners to school and things like that. So. That has been the situation. I also checked out early morning today, MRC station and the main hospital. People were queuing for the test there as well. Not very long queues, but good enough queues. But, you know, it also comes to issues of accessibility because it's closer to my sister than Kevin. So, yeah, that is the current situation in MRC Sala.
Now, of course, let's touch into the restrictions themselves. Dating back to last week, this week seems to just be another extension of other loosening restrictions. But what are your thoughts on the restrictions so far? As you mentioned, the schools, etc. How are all these things being affected?
Now, the big issue is around, you know, it has more of the livelihood, and also for business, it's been terrible, really. Closing at 3:30 and opening at 8 a.m. It was 3:30, that's when other people start thinking, what do I buy or where do I buy, and things like that. So the business working hours was very, very, very minimal. That was making it very hard for even business. If we imagine we are there at 3:30 or in Australia, like everywhere it was. You can't translate, you can't do anything. It was very, quite fighting for business people, even Kolarape, Ematobo, not mentioning those in the city. So it's one of those things that really limited business transaction and limited any business activity, because you, even if you travel, Gomla and Vela Water, obviously that day you are not going to sell anything, so the business will be closed. So this is a more likely welcome for those who are in business. At least they can trade up to around 7 p.m. and then take it now at 10 p.m. So it brings back the normalcy aspect, and also trying to get what you can get, because, you know, opening of schools just opens up everything. Imagine, you know, last last minute school rushes, and shop schools at 3:30, you're supposed to buy this and that, and things like that. So that's why you find some supermarkets are now selling back doors, because you can't, people will be outside, but they want to buy, but they can't buy because of the short business hours that they are there. So this one was quite an overdue kind of announcement in court, in terms of, you know, COVID-19 cases also going down, increasing the deaths, and things like that. Well, people were looking forward to this change last 2 weeks ago, but it never came. But it has come now, yeah.
Now, let's focus a little more about on where you are and, of course, surrounding areas, ikakhulukazi emaphandleni, in the rural areas of Zimbabwe. How are people adapting to these? Because, obviously, like we mentioned, yes, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announced namhlanje to say that Zimbabwe is now on level 2. But following last week's announcement by the post-cabinet, by Honorable Monica Mchangwa, Zimbabwe was already under loosened restrictions. So how are people adapting to this over the past week?
I'll give you a scenario, Mike, where, like, 2 weeks ago, I was with you guys, they work with each other. You find that people are, were adapting to the, you know, the lockdown regulations. But in at the corner, it was around the vaccine. People are failing to access the vaccine. I remember I spoke to a lady in the local Mpumelelo, Ukoko, Mpumelelo, Nkaila. You are mentioning that I walked 11 kilometers to the vaccination center. I got the first jab. When I walked, I didn't take me the date for the second jab. When she went there for the second jab, she found out that the second jab was not there. I said, So she was like, I had to walk again. Who will tell me that it's there or not? You know, so it's some of those things where people have adapted to the restrictions, the supermarket closing, and all of that stuff. But the issue is, So this has been the same case even in our platform today, the update, which is probably the market design. People in Mbinga were welcoming, which are this is the local kind of, but the issues of with the vaccine accessibility are also pertinent. I'll give you an example. The Madobo hospital is close to Matisa. It's like 4 km from Matisa. It's like maybe 8 to 9 km from Kezi Center. The moment you go remote, it's now a foreign place, because if someone else is doing maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 days from the vaccination center. So that is a major established block. And in that case, those who have been vaccinated and who have managed to get vaccinated, maybe they can travel or move areas with MRT. Now, you know, that information gets now anyone, because maybe many people who have not been vaccinated are now getting a lot of conspiracy theories. I'm vaccinated, and things like that. So there's that kind of complacency that creeps in, because obviously no one can spend 60 rand or 100 rand to get a So you find that it's now. The vaccine accessibility is now for the health and the health, not in the remote areas. Because if you can't access the vaccination, if you can't cycle, So in that process, you find that there is a lot of misinformation that can take place. Because you find that there is that kind of vaccinated and unvaccinated living in the same community, and it's like those who are vaccinated have access, and those who are not have no access. So when they look at the same thing,
Khona ngapho ke DBT silokhu sikudabalunya about i vaccination program. How are people reacting to local show, Muhulumende, and all these different companies that are saying, ukuthi nxa ungakahlatshwa leli jekiseni elivikela COVID-19, kumele ungabuya emsebenzini, kumele ungabuya esikolo, and there are other buildings that you can't get into. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba uyasho ukuthi ikakhulukazi emaphandleni bakhona abaningi abangakalithathi leli jekiseni.
Yikho lapho kule nkinga khona enkulu, that's where there's a lot of misinformation. Kuthiwa laba ba-O-level students bethiwa hey anizwanga ngale Harare kuthiwa abanye bahambe ku-examination bayehle ukubhala abazali sebethelezile ukuthi abayintanazi manje ngoba iy'kolo sezivula ngapho engazange ahlaba. So in fact that becomes a problem because it's the issues of accessibility, but in that accessibility aspect, you find that this government is putting measures to say for the public business in particular, no job, no work.
And
so which means everyone, who goes to my car, you have to find your way to make sure that you get vaccinated, which means you should cover the cost because you are not close to the vaccination center. If I'm talking about it's very far from, I think it's about 30 or so K from KV, which means it would be 30 something, 36 or almost 40 from that teacher. You find that gap, which means the community that is there, that includes your teacher, that includes your different departments working with remote communities, abandonment and the whole way. So it means they put the same struggles that the community has. So they still have to access in these same places where they have to access. So it has gone now, the conversation has gone to the students. Because accessing the vaccine comes to be a cost. Because you have to get transport, and you go and vaccinate, and go back again, and it's 2 times. So it means if it's time to go, it means you need a budget of 120 for you to be fully vaccinated. And it's slowing down, the enthusiasm in every corner of the ground and the information that has already been given. So the problem is so good. So another vaccinate, why didn't I vaccinate? Interestingly, they become to be narratives within the communities instead of stigmatizing those who can't access or those who have not resources to educate.
Asithinteni udaba lolu ngolimi lokamama ngamafishane before ikakhulukazi sikhangela udaba lolu lokuthi isikolo sezivuliwe. Siyabona phela ababalisi bakhona ikakhulukazi emaphandleni abalokhu betshengisela besithi ezikolo indaba le PPE khanya ngani iyahlupha. There still izikolo eziningi emaphandleni that still don't have access to amanzi ngezinto ezishiyeneyo. So bona bayatshengisela besithi sikhuluma nje njengoba yebo izikolo sezivuliwe kodwa they are still not safe from umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19. Ematobo izinto zime njani kakhulukazi
God, let's keep at it. Look at the money that comes in the transport. Yes, it has not made years ago. It's a challenge. Schools needed to transport people back to school, right? You are talking about the airport. There's no need to do that. They needed to use the support transport. And the same teachers need the support transport. It's different because the support. Yeah, the last capacity to have all those rules fulfilled. I think I saw someone on Twitter, on the Zuko Twitter account, they were mentioning for schools that need transport to reach out. It was already made because the schools had already been open. People were supposed to be traveling by Sunday to school, they said, guys, it's calling a man. So the transport issues and the cost of the transport is a problem. You find that in areas like Komatum, very often, it's very near with that, whether private, whether a combi, RTGS, local, Bafuna Amaran, or US dollars. So these people are not getting, civil servants are not getting, it doesn't matter, they're not getting any money in US dollars. So it means, finally, the end, they don't choose a Cholama US dollar or Amaran, who can start a land around the city in the interim. So it has been know, that transition has not been easy because, you know, the transport network, the availability of the transport itself, it has been a major challenge. And I hope this can be rectified now or in the future. We saw we have seen that even today, where there is an introduction of the NRZ commuter trains in the cities. So it's a big challenge in transport that has. And Emakai is even worse because
Manje indaba le eyokuswelakala kwamabhasi before iphazamisa njani impilo zababalisi kanye labafundi?
Iyaphazamisa kakhulu ngoba yonke into yabo siyenzayo nje iyabilama-delay. Ma izukho leyano iyikhutha la eka-one o'clock isuka koMlawayo isiye emajobo sokuphendile ngawo sekumele ukuphizane kudala because akule into ezathutha. Njalo nxa izaba khona which means sokuyilezi eziyabe zithovisa okuthiwa yimishikashikela le wegovernment iseng ukuthi ungatholakala phakathi ibothe leyo mota ufithe yakhipha yini 2000. So kuzaba nzima for abafundi, kube nzima njalo for ababalisi ngoba befuke emsebenzini. Imagine ufuna ukuthi ungene emsebenzini ngebantu uyikhuthe leyo bhasi kumbe igcwale uthi ufika kokubala ukugcwela abantu kuthiwa ibhasi kuthala abantu abangayizeli and how many people will be heading for Matobo ngesikhathi sonaleyo. Iyithole sigcwele ayisoze ithembeke futhi izothatha abantu isihambile sihambile iyodwa. So kusho ukuthi abantu bazathola njima ukuhamba osokuzayenze zibangele ukuthi abantu beqile sebengene ezimoteni lezo kuthiwa kazivuniwe and then njalo ugovernment isethe kona ngabantu kulezo ubhadala futhi isayini. So usizo yakho ngugada na ufayinisiwe kufayiniswa and the cost is getting to be higher and higher for abantu nabafundi ngokunjalo.
Now, as we wrap up, Bafongoba, my second guest is already on the line. Of course, we're seeing these developments happening, which seem to be welcomed by our young people across the board. What do you think needs to be done now to make sure Ubuti, the COVID rate stays low and Zimbabwe can continue lowering these COVID-19 lockdown levels as President Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing right now?
I think I noticed a significant difference. Between the ones who got the first jab and the ones who got the second jab. It's like a million, really. In Africa, we 2.7 million, in Africa, we 1.7 million. It's like, so there is that gap, echo, that was going to, why are we having people, you know, getting vaccinated? Or we have vaccinated Lapa, achieved Lapa. We need to look into that as well to then say, okay, how many people are fully vaccinated? You know, if they are 1.7 million, while if the other, that took the first step, we were in Ganga. So many people took time to conquer one who have what is the best strategy around this so that we have people who are fully vaccinated. Or is there a cost scale that says if you get the first step, you're okay, the second step doesn't matter? I don't know. But if you don't know who is going to go, you know, you have to exist. Google ahead, you need to know if you record 10 million and also, you know, preserve lives in terms of what is, because the country is now open. Open, to be open, like fully. Hundred gatherings of 100 people are now paying in the intercity travel is also allowed. So we have this one with a vaccination program. You are public sector, my communities, my major worry is 80% of my citizens are speaking in the Halve, the Mobanga. Yeah, because I said the citizens are named because. Abantu basafisa futhi ukuthi bazwisise ukuthi kuhamba njani njalo i-information yakhona ibe accessible kakhulu. I'm glad that i-level 2 ukuthi 60% of employees will be allowed at work because abantu basole 30%. So yabuza kubani emagazini lokuthi ngoba kungelamuntu abantu besenza amanda tuesday omunye beyonze thursday ezinyanga lezi but it's 60% maybe even you know ama-departments in government or government officials responsible for creating sharing information in my community can be of help.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Mr. Dibiti, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. As usual, we really appreciate your input, and please do stay safe where you are in Matobo.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Right. Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you were hearing there from Nkosi Khona Dibiti. We had him live via telephone from Matobo. We had a wish to have him on Skype about Matobo Gukanya Nangulo Tubo Maketsi, Ganye Network. So, Sitai, what is simulating? Muriel Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk at The Connection. The focus of the discussion is the COVID-19 lockdown and, of course, the opening of schools. Kangano Muriel Zimbabwe, you can still write your comments in the comment section, and of course call us live on air +1 202 619 2077. Muriel Zimbabwe, Magatula Chongwa Chiduche Chiniki, Ushelo The Connection. Shout out to Mr. T. Darira, Swa Ininindin Darira, Just Signal. They are partnering up with Roots Africa on, of course, a COVID-19 message. Hans Gezai Maoko, quick 20 seconds. Kanagudarika Muriel Zimbabwe, Ushlero D Connection. Thank you so much to Mr. Just Signal and, of course, Roots Africa for letting us use that message. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, Lamshanje Ushlero, earlier on, we mentioned that we're also going to be touching on Indaba Yokuvulwa Kwezikolo, schools opening. Now, of course, as we mentioned last week, schools opened last week for examination classes. And schools then opened yesterday for non-examination classes. All of these are in-person classes. But now, last week, members of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or of course, popularly known as ATUS, refused to go back to school as they pleaded incapacitation and, of course, highlighted that they were dissatisfied by government's statements that the government was saying they're ready for in-person classes. And they felt as though schools are not ready to cater for in-person classes. But before we head over to our conversation with the spokesperson of ATUS, Mr. Tembewayo, who's going to be joining us live via telephone, let us head over to a report that was filed by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga that touches on the situations in schools.
Zimbabwe's Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union says it will only call off their strike when the government addresses their concerns. These include salaries that are below the poverty level and the lack of personal protective equipment against COVID-19.
And it's negligence on the part of the responsible authority to make sure that there is enough safety to guarantee our learners and our teachers from the pandemic. They should have been providing water, adequate water supply, enough PPEs.
Some students have been going to school since Monday to try learn among themselves, as there are no teachers. The teachers' union warns that classrooms may turn into super spreaders of COVID-19. But Zimbabwe's government says it has been working to ensure classrooms are safe.
We have been putting in place new infrastructure to ensure that we decongest the existing infrastructure to ensure that there is a social and physical distancing for the prevention and management of COVID-19. We have also made sure that our schools have got adequate supplies of sanitizers and water.
UNICEF Zimbabwe, which welcomes school reopening, says it has been helping students and government during the COVID-19 lockdown.
The two key approach were, one, looking at how we can support the loss of learning as a result of the school closure. The second one was looking at how to keep the schools safe and ready and prepared for children to return and go back to school.
Zimbabwe teachers hope such organizations can assist the government and supply the resources they require, adequate PPEs and salaries which allow them to live above the poverty line. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Columbus Mavunga, VOA News. He was reporting there from Harare on, of course, the current state of Okwenzakalayo eSkolo. We also know that UNICEF have visited one of the schools in Wesley today. We're going to be running that clip a little later. But to hear more about the teachers' protest and, of course, what's currently going on in schools, we're joined by the ATSU's spokesperson, Mr. Thembawiye Moyo. Nguyoyo Silayo Kuhlelo. Moyo, welcome to the program. How are you doing? Mr. Moyo, are you there on the line?
How are you?
Ah, there we are. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chief?
Yeah, we are on.
Right, right. Now, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on our program here. Now, the reason we have you here, of course, is to focus on the opening of schools for non-examination classes. Which is what happened yesterday. And, of course, you guys have been protesting since last week. Tell us your reaction to that, to schools opening yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we had some protests in Harare, where we looked at transport issues and the issue of incapacitation for teachers.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little more about that?
Excuse me?
I'm saying, could you expand on that and tell us a little more about that that situation?
Yeah, the situation is bad because look at transport issues. People are needing transport. They were promised to look for at the crisis, but they get up and queue for long hours without any for buses. It has gone back to the monopoly that was crept back long back when companies were introduced. Now we look at issues with COVID. There is no more social distancing, and people are queuing for so many hours waiting for a single bus that will take them. And in those buses, people are treated and some standing as passengers. You're standing in a queue and you also stand in a bus traveling back home.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to want to head into that discussion a little later in terms of the Zupco buses. But right now, I firstly want to focus on the state of education within the schools themselves. You partially touched on COVID there. Which is what I want to lead into here. We've heard government over the past 2 weeks insisting and insisting and insisting that schools are now COVID-19 safe. The social distance issue has been addressed. And, of course, the PPE issue has been addressed. Is this what you guys are seeing on the ground across the board, both in public and private schools?
When we get to issues of educating at schools, social distancing is still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
PPEs are still an issue. People ratio is still an issue. Incapacity in terms of teachers is still an issue. Schools open on the 6th. We are now witnessing issues of COVID cases at schools.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can say is it would play it is only there's 60 million in terms of education, but there's nothing that was given to schools. As we are now schools are on their own, teachers are in their own, parents are there, should help the government fund. So we look at the situation of lockdown, parents and the government, school, learners and teachers. There's nothing that the government has done.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Moyo, could you please hold on to the line for 1 second? I want to run another package that we have of where UNICEF was visiting one of the schools today, and I'd like to hear your reaction to that. So, Mudiya Zimbabwe, as I mentioned earlier on when we ran the package by Columbus Mavunga, today UNICEF representatives were actually in the suburbs of Eastleigh in Zimbabwe alongside the government officials, whereby they toured some of these schools to observe whether or not COVID-19 regulations are being observed within these schools, and of course, most importantly, for UNICEF to figure out where they can help government to ensure that COVID-19 regulations and, of course, education can continue in Zimbabwe. Let us head over to a clip that we have of the UNICEF country director to Zimbabwe, Dr. Tajudeen Oyewale. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Mr. Moyo, the spokesperson of ATUS.
This aid is on learning and bodies, and I think the PS has said everything. I want to say that our children going to school is working, but learning in school is important. But when we talk about learning, not just learning how to read and write only, but the skills and the competencies to survive in the world of today. And I'm happy that our work together will reinforce this area of work as my second most important lesson. Now, the third one is on safety. With COVID, we have to now rethink school safety. And I'm eager to see beyond what we saw at the entrance, where we do the temperature check and the rest. I really want to see, meet with the children and see how they themselves are taking in the practices of being safe in school, because that's important to keeping the school running. So I'm eager to see that. But already I'm seeing some materials on the wall. I'm seeing that we are all on face masks. I'm seeing that we are all being asked to take our temperature, and these are good signs. Then the fourth one for me is continuity. With COVID, schools closed, schools open, and really it has forced us to think differently about how we manage the school. And I'm happy that this is the school where one of the alternative approaches to continue learning was launched, the learning classroom. But also beyond the school, and also in locations where the internet may not be possible, it was part of strategy. The old alternative learning, radio learning, TV learning, using workbooks, these are measures that we have.
Well, Mudiya Zimbabwe, that was Mr. Tajudeen Oyewale, who is the country director of Zimbabwe, of course, for UNICEF there. They were touring some of the schools in Westleigh today. And, of course, the UNICEF seems to be satisfied. Mr. Moyo, back to you on the line there. What would you then say to something like that, where we have organizations like UNICEF saying they're actually happy with the current state of Zimbabwean engagement or the government's readiness to open schools? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Could you repeat that? We unfortunately can't hear you right now.
Hello?
Yes, there you are. Please go ahead and respond to what I was saying there.
Yeah, only that I'm traveling. Sometimes.
Okay. No. Go ahead. So I was saying to you, how would you then react to something like that, where we have UNICEF officials, you know, touring some of these schools? Today they were in Westleigh suburbs, and they're saying they were really satisfied with how government responded, ensuring that these schools are all safe from COVID-19.
Yeah, on issues of COVID-19 and the government, we have a big gap. The government is using lip service, and the situation on the ground is different. When we look at the COVID-19 situation, sometimes the government asks the parents to chip in, help the government in procuring of the PPE. Now, but we look at the responsibility of the government on its own. Looking at the lockdown, parents cannot because of not only the government, on its own as the leader of everything, to provide everything. But when we look at the situation that we have currently, there's nothing that the government, there's nothing that the government is helping in terms of PPE.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we are saying we should have the government coming in. When we look at the constitution, education is for free.
Mm-hmm.
Because parents are paying, the government is coming in requiring PPE for in every school so that then as I said, teachers are safe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, what about the discussion around your salaries, of course? Has there been any progress since last week when schools opened for examinations?
Excuse me?
I'm saying, what about the discussion around your salaries? Because that's another one of the grievances that you guys are having as R2s. Has there been any progress with regards to that?
Yeah, as R2s, we have a stance that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at teachers as professionals. Mm-hmm. We're looking at education sector as the top entity in every community. Teachers mm-hmm. need to be remunerated so that they perform their duty. Education is key to the development of each and every state that is
mm-hmm.
doing the world.
Right. Okay. Mr. Moyo, I'm going to need to hold you on the line one more time there. There's another package that we need to run, of course. That's going to delve into the discussion that you started earlier on about the ZUPCO buses. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, recently members of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union, that is Mr. Moyo's organization, took to the streets of Zimbabwe, as he was referring to yesterday, in protest of the current state of Zimbabwean public transport. To hear more, let us head over to a clip of Gerald Tavengwa, who is the Secretary for Education and Research, who was explaining more about why they find it so important that as educators, they stand alongside other organizations in protest of the current state of the transport system in Zimbabwe. Well, Muria Zimbabwe, manga muchinzwa kubva kuna vatavengwa apa nengo yesangano reR2s vanga vachigunununa vachiti havasi kufara nenyaya iri kuitika apa tinotarisa nyaya yekuwana mabhazi. Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line?
Hello?
Yes, okay, you're still there. So I want to now drag you back to the discussion of the ZUPCO buses. We're seeing a clip of Mr. Tavengwa there where you guys were protesting yesterday. Tell us a little more about that. Why are you guys as educators finding it so important to take to the streets to protest about the transport situation in Zimbabwe?
I was just thinking about interview earlier on during my audit material. I need your question. You were reading a question on that transport issue as far as the biggest challenges. What are the questions for anything?
Sorry, is this still Mr. Moyo?
Hi.
Is this Mr. Moyo or Mr. Masaraure?
Well, this is Masaraure now. What was it? President, I chat to Gazio to Jimmy Kamazoshika program.
All right, Mr. Masaraure, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Earlier on, we were speaking to Mr. Moyo. We just kind of ran a clip of Mr. Tavengwa there, who was protesting in the streets there, and he was talking about the protests that R2's members are doing against the ZUPCO buses, saying, you know, asking for more or easier access to transport. And I was asking, could you kind of expound on that and tell us why it's so important for you guys as educators to take that position and protest against the current state of transport in Zimbabwe?
Okay, sorry, again,
We still can't hear you clearly, Mr. Masaraure.
Okay, so I was saying, I didn't really get your question. Yes, you are raising a question around this issue. I might travel for the next year.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I'm happy to repeat myself. The question was around the ZUPCO protest that you guys were doing just the other day. And I was asking why it's so important for you guys as educators to protest for easier access to public transport.
Okay. So with the protest that we held around the transport issue, the transportation, which is very important in a five delivery.
The network keeps cutting off, Mr. Masaraore. Okay, it seems as though we're not able to get all Mr. Masaraore. Mr. Masaraore, are you still on the line? Okay, it looks as though we're going to have to drop Umnumzana Masaraure. Let's continue with the program. Let's see if my producers can try to get back Mr. Masaraure back on the line. In the meantime, Muriya Zimbabwe, comments on you as we continue with our conversation. I see in the comments we have Andres Viega saying, Tiriti, live kunoku Mozambique, Tinemi, Tinotenda, Mr. Viega. Itai Masongo Aruta and Rukwonai Ndrikuno Mkoma Mike. I was not in Mkoma Itai. Thank you so much. Hans and address advisor number and defundre Ndruku Mozambique. Upright Mpala Uyashong Mpeluti Ama Porta Gavu. He wants the borders to be opened upon COVID-19 lockdown. As one looks Abandabati Nibukasle to LFVOA in Debele, then we continue. Moshelele to Robasakulayo, Muria Zimbabwe. Sakanga. Muno kwanisa kufonera pa number 020-465-0318. Siyabona ngempela uDeliwe Khumalo uthi lockdown is strictly in Matabeleland. Ayi nangulo ngumbono kakhe. Uqhubani uyabuza uthi dibidi ungaphi eMatoko. Ayi uthi kulabantwana abafunda esheshane abahlala emapisa kuzaba nzima ukuthi ukubabalisi because kule kombi A1 kuphela. So those are some of the comments. Nangu Tandazani uyabhala uthi ukhona msakazi into ye lockdown kwele Zimbabwe ayihlangani ndawo le COVID-19. Asikhulumeni iqiniso i lockdown. Nangu uyabhala ngempela uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lockdown there's more to it than just indaba e COVID-19. Chirongwa chedu chebe chidiki Muriya Zimbabwe uhlelo The Connection. Now as we continue our discussion, Muriya Zimbabwe, the COVID-19 restrictions that were loosened last week don't just affect young Zimbabweans within the education sector and within the business sector. It seems as though Obed Masaraure is back on the line. Mr. Masaraure, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, perfect. Within the next couple of minutes, let's try to wrap up our conversation real quick here and head into it. Please, could you kindly expound on what you were talking about why you guys find it important to protest for the ZUPCO buses? We're still talking about the ZUPCO buses, and you were explaining about the protest.
Well, the protest that we held recently. So we are holding protests consistently, focusing on saving our education. The team is hashtag Save Our Education Zimbabwe, ZW. Why we are saying that? We are saying the education sector is a crisis. It is in a crisis. It is threefold moment. Threefold is in one, the students themselves are not ready to teach. Why are they not ready to teach? Because they are incapacitated, so they can't be expected to be in the classroom. Secondly, we have the parents who cannot afford to be sending their own learners out to the classroom. Why? Because they can't afford to see them. We wiped out. They wiped out because of the long lockdown. Thirdly, the same fourth of it is the learner preparedness. Where our learners themselves are not ready to be in the classroom because obviously they've been going through a lot of challenges. But most fundamentally, the most fundamental thing is that the transport crisis also is now coming in as a policy decision that could just resolve the way back. It's a policy decision that was made, which is now escalating the incapacitation crisis. How is it being escalated? Teachers and learners are failing to travel to the workplace. So what needs to be done? We are saying we need efficiency in the public transport sector. This is why we were discussing yesterday when we were announcing the ZUPCO monopoly is not working. So this is really the character and nature of the protest, which will definitely be escalated. It was really just the protest. We continue protesting until the crisis is resolved.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something. Of course, you're asking for the crisis to be resolved. We hear today our government saying NRZ is going to be joining the RANS here in terms of helping decongestion. And, of course, just the other day, our government announced that they're going to be bringing in more ZUPCO buses. Is this the move that you as educators are welcoming? I'm saying government just the other day announced that they're going to be purchasing more ZUPCO buses, and today they announced how NRZ is going to be joining the ranks in helping the decongestion with the current troubles that people are having accessing ZUPCO buses. Are these moves that you guys are welcoming?
So we are very happy because at least they are responding to our call for a solution to the transport crisis. But obviously, at the end of the day, we expect better, obviously, when they want to bring 1,000 buses. We can't be celebrating because we know the shortfall is beyond 1,000 buses being funded. But why are we pursuing this monopoly of Zubo? It's not even a state program. It is the private players who are being preferred here. Because we know the profits are being pocketed by Tabgire and others. The buses are not even state-owned. So why are we punishing our people to get a few people getting richer? We know if it was a state project, people would be patient with our state, ensuring that we get state-funded public transport. But we know this is not owned by the state. These buses are owned by private players. But why are we barring other private citizens from participating in the transport sector and allowing the legs of some cartels to run the transport industry when it's a blocking? So at the end of the day, if we want to ensure that we resolve the transport crisis, state has to be clear. If it is the state that is running the transport sector, it has to ensure that it runs it efficiently and even try to subsidize the existing private players so that we have everyone being supported. Why? What is so wrong with getting all these private operators who are there, getting them to operate at a subsidy center? And if the state wants to be the sole player, don't want a situation where private players hide behind the state, hide behind the name of ZUPCO, and then still extract the profit from our people. But it's the worst
expensive. Rama Saraure, let me ask you this then, with that argument. Private players, government is not denying them the opportunity to participate. They're just saying you need to register under ZUPCO to ensure, like what government is saying, that all the COVID-19 regulations are abided by. Because when government is giving out these situations, for example, under ZUPCO, they're making sure that all operators have equal access to all necessities needed to prevent COVID-19. So how would you then argue against that?
No. The ZUPCO monopoly situation is worsened the COVID-19 crisis. You can see how people are congesting at the bus stops, waiting for almost 4 hours. You see thousands milling around waiting for transport. How are we managing the COVID-19 situation by ensuring that our people are crowded? We are saying we need not more than 100 people to be at a particular venue together. But we are seeing thousands milling around waiting for this ZUPCO monopoly. So we see when they board the buses, they're also very much crowded. There are no standard operating procedures being adhered to. And again, the government should not come to us and pretend like ZUPCO is still being owned by the state. Let's be clear to each other that these buses that were received from Belarus are not owned by the Zimbabwe state. They are owned by Tabgire and some of the cartels that are fleecing the people of Zimbabwe of their hard-earned money. They are extracting the little that we have as a people. So at the end of the day, we are getting the waste of services from private players who are making profit. Mm-hmm. It would have been better if it was a state project. It would say, as a state, we are marching towards the progressive realization of public transport, which is run by our own state, and we would be proud. But we don't have anything to be proud of. We are suffering, and others are making profit. And because the financial situation is actually worse, it is a ZUPCO monopoly.
Right.
So what we are simply saying is that we have to do away with this monopoly and have efficient public service, state subsidized efficient public transport.
Zvino tichipeta yedu huruku redu vamasaraure ndachida kumbobatawo nyaya nerurimi rwamai ndachikumbura kuti mutange panyaya iyoyo yemazupco buses mutsananguriroo vateereri kuti nyaya iyi yekushayikwa kwemabhazi kana kusawana mabhazi zviri nyore zviri kukanganisa sei vechidiki kana kuti vadzidzi patinotarisa nyaya iyi yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro
kushayikwa kwemabhazi kuri kuita kuti vechipiki vanoda kuenda kuchikoro vatadze kusvika kuchikoro kwacho, vamwe vanenge vakwanisa kusvika pavanoda kudzoka kumba kana vari vanasikana vakwanise kuzobatwa murodhi chivharo nenyaya yekuti vachafamba pakati peusiku vachimirira Zupcom Town kusvikira razvasisa kumba kana na8 na 10. Zvataingoziva kuti vana vechikoro vanokurumidza kusvika kuma4. Kushaitawo kuti kumbunyikidzwa kwemadzimai anenge achida kushingirira kuti vapinde, tinoona vachibatwa mazamu vachipunyikidzwa kuti vakwanise kushingirira kupindawo. Tinoona hapana ari kunyanyobatsirika. Zvikoro zvinofanira kuti zvitangira 8 nguva zvekutangana 10 na11 varayiridzi nevana vachinonoka kusvika nekuda kwekushaikwa transport. Pararira pedenda recovid-19 kuchiwedzera nenyaya yekuungana kwakanyanyisa kuri kuitwa nevanhu vachiungana vasati vapinda muzupu nekuzoungana vapindamo zvakare. Zvinove zvinhu zvine njodzi yakakurisa panguva yatikuita kurwisana nedenda iri.
Zvino mungati muri kutambira here danho matanho ari kutorwa nehurumende mukugadzirisa dambudziko iri? Takaona vane kumangwana vachitwita kuti aiwa hurumende iri kutenga mamwe mabhazi ezupco, uyezve nhasi tanzwa kambani yeNRZ nayo ichiti iri kupindawo munyaya iyo mukubatsira vanhu kuitira kuti vakwanise kusvika kune madestinations avo zviri nyore.
Chetinoreve kutitireje kunyoderana ndechekuti hurumende isanyede sekune ndo iri kutenga mabhazi ezupco. Takazviona kuti mabhazi ezupco pakune akabva kuBelarus, takazviona kuti haasi edu haasi hurumende, ndeyava natagwirei nevavo. Project yemazupco iyi haichisiri yestate, yakatotorwa nemaprivate players. Isu chedu chevanhu kutambura chete, kutambudzwa nevashoma vari kuzadza mari mudzomo dzavo. Saka hapana chatikatambira apa, tinoziva kuti chero mabhazi acho 1000 asiri estate zvakare, achiuya ari evashoma vari kutesa hurumende yavamunangagwa kuti vabire vamwe kuti vamhanyirane mabhazi. Tiri kuti batiri chingatobatsire chete ndechekuti state kana ichida kuita zvepublic transport raimbosubsidiza maprivate operators esearimo odzoka achimonitiwa kuti ari kushanda zvakanaka, achiwana masubsidi kuti vanhu vasadhirwe netransport. Munguva iyoyo tigadzira inefficient transport system, hatinangoti zvitima zvatinongoziva tese kuti zvikangotifambe fambe zvafa, chikatifambepo chikamuka apo chafira apo, totanga kufunga kuti zvichatanga kuita miracle nhasi nekuti zvichatakura vanhu. Tese tinoziva kuti we need to revamp the railway system yedu yemuzimbabwe, tiwane zvitima zvitsva, kwete kupenda kwatakaita bhoreriya asi kutoteka zvitima chaizvo zvinoita kuti zvifambike. Decentralize nyaya yekurangwa kwepublic transport. Tinoona kune dzimwe nyika ukaenda kunana South Africa, ukaenda kunana America, tinoona mametropolitan achirana trans. Why is federal government trying to monopolize? Why don't we trust Harare City to run transport yemuHarare imomo iri efficient, tichiwana mametro buses, tichiwana mametro railways? Zvinyaya yekuti zvivi zvove zvinogona kuitiwa, asi mapolitics edu ndiwo anoda kuti agadzirise tamirire central government yedu isade kupata zvese, iye yaradza kuti haina chairi kugona. Tiri kungogona kutora zvinhu zvenyika ichiita kumaoko evashoma, kubva kutransport, kubva kuprocesa kwebodrend kubigeliti, tiona zvese zvichitobvutwa kubva kuvakunyika zvichipiwa mahombe evashoma kuti vazvitire zvavo.
Zvino tichipeta hedu huruku redu vamatsaraure, nekuti nguva ndiyo yadyanana, within a minute ndeapi mashoko amungada kusiyira vadzidzi, varayiridzi pamwe nevabereki?
Hatina kutenda mutongo
vamasaraure.
Ndaida kuzwa mukoma mabvunza mubvunzo wekuti
ndandati within a minute, ndandichikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vadzidzi, vabereki pamwe nevarayiridzi.
Mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyekuti vadzidzisi nevabereki ngatiitei musoro pamwe chete, tirwise tireclaime education yedu iyo yaakuenda kumawere iri kupondwa nevanhu vasina hanya nayo, vane vana vavo vasingadzidze mumapublic schools anoenda vana vedu. Tizive kuti nhamo yaticha inhamo yeeducation, tizive kuti nhamo yevabereki yekusabhadhara fees inhamo yeeducation. Tisabvume kudhivhaidwa, tibatane tijoine kampeni yamaugabetetovatiazinyeni yatiri kuti tiri kuda vanhu 5 million vanomiririra zvido zvevana 5 million vedu vari kunyimwa right education nevanhu vane humbibidhoga vari kutungamirira. Zvingangogonike chete tikabatana tikaisa ruzha rwakawanda mumastreet
Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us, Mr. Masaraure. We really appreciate your time. And thank you again to Mr. Moyo, your spokesperson, who was with us earlier on. Mure Zimbabwe says, Figile Maputele Noshe Lolotu Labasakulayo. Earlier on, we had Unkosikona Tiviti, we had Mr. Tembagwe Ngaye Muye Moyo, who joined us, and Mr. Opet Masaraure. Both of them are from our truth. Kwane Logalam Sham Sagazo Mose Zimbabwe Mose, Askibane Nibuche Lolotu Labasakulayo. Same time, same place. Lapa, Msagazoni, where's Studio 7? Oliver Lusayo, Itamangumai Kore, Sagazo Mose, Zimbabwe Mose, Mure Zimbabwe. Bye bye!